Good afternoon. I'm Richard Wilkins, a soybean farmer from Greenwood, Delaware, and treasurer of the American Soybean Association. ASA represents all U.S. soybean producers on national and international issues important to our industry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ranking member, and the committee for holding this hearing. We appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. Since 1996, biotechnology has expanded to encompass the majority of our production. In 2013, more than 90% of U.S. soybeans, canola, corn, cotton, and sugar beets were grown with biotech, which is critical as we work to feed a global population of 9 billion by the year 2050. As part of the U.S. Biotech Crops Alliance, ASA urges the administration to make biotech a top trade policy priority by engaging our trading partners on these issues at the highest level and ensuring that each partner honors its obligations under international trade rules. Only with this engagement can we overcome our regulatory challenges, minimize trade disruptions, and strengthen our competitive access. The best way to do this is through bilateral and multilateral negotiations, including under TPP and TTIP. While enforcement tools through the WTO exist, negotiations to remove barriers with our partners can resolve problems without litigation. Differing regulatory frameworks between importers and exporters poses a challenge for agricultural biotech. In the U.S., the interagency coordinated framework establishes that once a biotech trait is determined to be safe for food, feed, and the environment, it is deregulated. Other countries have adopted systems for approving biotech traits, but these decisions are subject to differing regulations or are overtly political, which can result in lengthy delays between approvals in importing and exporting countries. This is a concern because until an importer approves a new trait, even a trace amount of that trait detected in a cargo can result in its rejection and major losses for the shipper. We need a system for harmonizing these approvals. The best approach would be for countries to synchronize their approval timelines or to recognize each other's approval decisions. However, given the varied current regulatory approaches, these solutions may be many years away. One answer is to establish a global low-level presence policy. An LLP would allow a shipment containing a small amount of an exporting country's approved trait without resulting in rejection by an importer. Unfortunately, this discussion has not advanced globally. We believe the United States leadership on this issue is critical to bringing others to the table. We urge the committee to work with USTR, USDA, EPA, and FDA to establish an LLP policy that can serve as an example and to work with our trade partners to establish these policies. China is by far the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans, importing over one-fourth of our annual production and over one-half of our exports. USDA forecasts that China will also become the world's largest corn importer by 2020. In the past, China routinely deregulated new biotech traits. However, since 2011, China has adopted requirements that unnecessarily lengthen the approval process, including field testing of crops not intended for cultivation. It is critical for the administration to engage the Chinese at the highest level and remind them that their food security depends on our ability to commercialize new traits in a timely manner. We ask for your help in this effort. We also have serious problems with the regulatory system in the EU. While the EU approved the first biotech crops in 1996, it has since taken steps to limit their use and to slow new trait approvals. It now requires products containing more than 0.9% of a biotech ingredient to be labeled. Faced with likely consumer rejection of such labels, food companies reformulated and effectively eliminated these foods in the marketplace. The EU could have provided information to consumers without distorting trade by establishing voluntary labeling standards for non-biotech foods. As a WTO member, the EU is obliged to choose a less restrictive measure if one that accomplishes its objective is available. The EU also has allowed its process for approving imports of new traits to become politicized. Member states routinely block approvals despite positive safety recommendations by the European Food Safety Agency. The result is that the EU regularly fails to meet the approval timeframes established in its own regulations. Together, these factors have led to more than a 50% drop in soybean exports to Europe since 1995. In 2003, the WTO found the EU guilty of undue delays in processing applications, The administration should restart negotiations on the implementation of this ruling in the context of the TTIP, should refuse a TTIP that does not bring the EU into full compliance. Prior to the launch of TTIP, ASA called for negotiations to address the EU's labeling regulations and the delayed timeliness for decisions on new traits. However, EU officials have repeatedly stated that they will not change any of their biotech laws under a new TTIP. This is unacceptable. Trade agreements require cooperation by all parties to implement their provisions. We urge the administration and Congress to ensure that the EU's discriminatory policies are addressed within TTIP. In conclusion, biotechnology must be a top priority in these and future trade agreements. Only when they have real teeth will the U.S. be able to use enforcement tools to protect our interests. If we do not hold our trading partners to their obligations, it will make improving conditions for our exports that much harder. Thank you again, Mr. Chairman, and to Senator Carper for having me. I'm happy to respond to any questions.
Mr. Wilkins, thank you. We're glad you're here.